We Strive to Please You Every Day by Black Eyed Girl. Read by Rhea314
and Marianas.
Fandom, Slings and Arrows. No archive warnings apply. Rating teen and up audiences.
Jeffrey.
No, Anna, I refuse.
He widens his eyes emphatically, but she refuses to be moved. This is important, Jeffrey.
That's what you always say.
That's what I always say about things that are important, yes. He shakes his head once, quickly.
Anna.
You're good at this, she reminds him. And I never ask you to do anything you can't do. That's the deal they have now that she's running the Theatre Saint-Sergent for him. He's allowed to have things he can't cope with, people he won't talk to, and fights she has to have on his behalf. But in return, he has to do the things he can do, even if he doesn't always want to. Which includes their education program.
They're children, Anna.
He protests.
I shouldn't be allowed to direct children. Do you remember the last time? It can only end disastrously. And then we really will be out there performing in the streets.
They're 18 and 19, she says. Not much younger than you the first time I saw you perform.
I wanted to be there.
And how do you know they don't?
Because they told me, Anna, when I found them there this morning and asked what they were all doing on my stage. They are obliged to be here through the vagaries of our fine country's education system. They have no desire to be on stage or watching anything on a stage. They are compelled.
Well, because of the vagaries of our fine country's political system, we have promised to render an educational program in return for financial recompense, which does keep us off the street. And what did you tell me, Jeffrey? He sighs.
I told you that finding funding sources was entirely in your hands, and I would not interfere, except insofar as I refuse to paint corporate logos on our set, or let anyone but me choose our program.
Exactly. Now, these are young people, Jeffrey, who may not have experienced the theater before. That does not mean they don't deserve your best. Go and work. He runs his hand through his hair, tamer than it has been, but still essentially a mess.
Fine. But if they turn on me and kill me with a prop sword, I fully expect you to carry out my funeral wishes as diligently as I did for Oliver. And you won't have me to delegate the weird parts to.
He turns on his heel and enters the studio before she can find out exactly what weird parts he has decided to put into his last will and testament. She's working, peacefully enough, when a young woman leaves the studio in a hurry, not fast enough for Anna to miss the tears running down her face. Anna stands up and goes to the auditorium door. Jeffrey! He hurries down the aisle towards her.
That was not my fault.
I'm sure it wasn't. She's not sure, but Jeffrey isn't deliberately cruel, and accusing him of it won't help. What happened?
Teenagers,
he hisses.
It is a very sea of hormones, of adolescent quiverings, and instepped I to the middle of it. The young lady there, our Viola, is apparently not so skilled in concealing her affections as in the part she plays.
She likes the boy playing Orsino, Anna asks. She told them Twelfth Night was a bad choice for this program. But their other suggestion was Romeo and Juliet, and she won't have that on her head.
Oh, if it were that simple,
Jeffrey says.
No, she likes Olivia. Olivia is here to fulfill her arts requirement. She is not an actress. She is, in fact, dating Orsino to complete the terrible irony of this triangle and the general consensus among the class that poor Viola's affection is worthy of ridicule. The thoughts of Orsino and Olivia on the matter remain unclear, but the tension on stage is thick.
Oh dear.
Well,
he says firmly, putting a good face on it,
I suppose there are worse things than unrequited love.
When you're a 19-year-old girl, she says, not many. Anna leaves him there and follows the girl outside. It's Allie, isn't it?
I'm not going back in.
She rubs her eyes, sweeping mascara across her cheeks. Well, we can't wait out here all day.
They're laughing at me.
Anna sits down on the step, and after a moment, Allie does the same. Anna says, "Twelfth Night's a cruel play, I've always thought." Allie coughs.
"I like it."
"Oh, me too. I don't know how many times I've seen it. Jeffrey played Sebastian once, you know?" Ellen had played Viola, and the whole casting had been rather strange, Anna had thought at the time. "He was very good, but every time I see it, I find myself watching the last scenes through my fingers. I do sympathize with Malvolio, I'm afraid. What do you think?"
Yeah, me too."
She rubs at her eyes again.
"Is Mr. Tennant going to be mad at me?"
"For leaving rehearsal?" Anna considers this. "I would think he's used to it by now. Come on, let's get your face cleaned up so you can get back in there." Anna asks Jeffrey for a progress report at the end of the day. She catches him in the corridor between their offices, pacing up and down.
"Interesting,"
he says.
"It was interesting. Yes. But that's not necessarily a bad thing with this play. I mean, all the confusion, who loves who, who's dressing up for what purposes, it sort of works."
"There," she says. "You see?
This doesn't mean you were right."
He heads towards his tiny office, hopefully to pick up his things and go home, and not because he's been inspired to recast their summer season with children. "Of course not," she says, to his retreating back. Jeffrey turns and walks back to her. He kisses her cheek.
"But you are usually right."
He walks away again. Anna knows that now, but it's still very nice to hear. She goes to her own office and begins to pack up for the day. Unless Jeffrey is in rehearsal, she is usually the first to arrive and the last to leave. That one thing is the same as before, but everything else is different. Jeffrey invites her to watch the next afternoon's rehearsal. The students are working towards a performance in 3 weeks' time and have to write up a report on their experiences, but for now Jeffrey is just working through the play with them. Anna has at least 10 other things more urgent to do. Even with the theater dark out of season, there are bills to pay and applications to be completed. But she supposes she can stick her head in for a little while. There are three of them on stage. Jeffrey, Allie, and the blonde boy must be David, playing Orsino. The others are watching from the seats. Anna takes one at the back. Jeffrey calls,
"Act 2, scene 4.
The kids are still on book, so mostly reading through the lines without much change of expression. Jeffrey pushes them, gently, into the text, and Anna knew this wasn't beyond him. They get near the end of the scene, and there's a ripple of laughter.
"No,"
Jeffrey says. He looks at Allie.
"Don't play that one for the laugh."
"I'm sorry?"
"You waited for the response there. Don't."
Allie's lips go tight, and she doesn't reply or fight with him, but doesn't seem to necessarily agree either. From the seats, one of the girls calls out to him.
"Why?"
"Sorry,"
Jeffrey asks.
"Why shouldn't she wait?"
"It's Julie, isn't it?"
The girl rolls her eyes.
"Maybe we should wear name tags."
"It couldn't hurt,"
he replies without pause.
"I know you're Olivia. The rest is... Anyway, what was the question?"
"Why are you telling Allie off for leaving room for them to laugh?"
Jeffrey turns his head to look at Allie.
"I didn't tell her. That was direction. It's not the same thing. She shouldn't have hit the line waiting for laughter because we don't want laughter there."
A boy in the second row calls out, "It's a comedy, though, right? It's supposed to be funny."
"No,"
Jeffrey says.
"Well, yes. Sometimes. But all a comedy means is..."
He looks out and across the seats.
"Anna?"
She meets his eyes, confused. "Yes?"
"Tell our troupe what a comedy is."
"Oh, well, I suppose. A comedy is a play where things end happily. So the good get what they want and the couples end up getting married." Jeffrey smiles.
"Okay, so marriages make a comedy, that's all."
"Does it matter what type of marriage?" one of them asks. "I mean, at the end of the play, they all get married, but it's weird."
"That's an excellent question,"
Jeffrey says.
and I look forward to discovering the answer with you as we all work through the play.
But there are still jokes, one of the boys says. Cock jokes and stuff, they told us. You just need to figure out what the words mean.
There are jokes,
Jeffrey agrees.
Of course. But this is one of them, a little. Viola is clever.
He walks across the stage and wraps one arm around Allie's shoulders to turn her back towards the audience.
So this is her being witty. When we get to, as it might be, perhaps, were I a woman, I should, your lordship. She's smart, and it's funny, to us, because she's taking advantage of... Better question. Who's the joke for? Why does she say these things? Orsino doesn't get it, so it's not for...
It's a little for him, Anna interrupts. She never interrupts when Jeffrey's working. He looks at her from the stage, blinking in the lights.
Anna?
Well, I just think... She wouldn't say it that way if she was alone. She says it like that because he's there, and maybe it's a little bit... daring? To admit to all that in front of him, even if he doesn't understand. It's a way of being brave. Anna has felt like that, and though she's grown away from it now, she remembers how it was to take such small victories and hold them tightly. Jeffrey stares at her for a long moment.
Excellent point.
He looks back at Allie and David.
It's not a monologue, is it? And it's not a joke. She's bearing her heart and soul in front of this man she wishes so desperately would understand her. It's not just about her being in love with him, although she is. But it doesn't finish on that. It finishes on... Allie?
She takes a second to answer.
I am all the daughters of my father's house, and all the brothers, too. Exactly. She's lost her brother, her twin, and this is Shakespeare. This is... She's lost her other half. And she's here on this strange shore, and she's... lonely.
That's Julie, Olivia from the front again.
That's right, isn't it?
She walks onto the stage to challenge him.
A bit like Olivia, really. She lost her brother, too. That's the whole reason she's in mourning at the start. And it's worse for Viola, because she doesn't have anyone else, and she can't tell anyone what's wrong. She's just on her own.
Jeffrey stalked between the two of them on the stage.
So very alone. As alone as a person can be, I think. With no one around who knows her, missing her brother and in love with a man she can never be honest with. Twelfth Night is a comedy, one way or another, but this scene... She sat like Patience on the monument, smiling at grief. Was not this love indeed?
His voice, the way it always does, hits the rafters with its purity.
Was not this love indeed?
He nods at Allie, who picks it up.
We men may say more, swear more, but indeed our shows are more than will, for we still prove much in our vows, but little in our love.
David takes the cue line. But died thy sister of her love, my boy?
I am all of the daughters of my father's house, and all the brothers, too, and yet I know not.
This time no one laughs. Jeffrey lets them finish the scene.
Good. That was good. Let's take a 15-minute break and then come back and try 2-5.
He bounced out of the studio in a hurry. Anna watches the actors, just for a minute. David pats Allie's arm, grinning widely at her. And Julie, who had moved towards the wings but not left the stage, crosses back to speak to them both. She nods at Allie.
That was really good. Thanks. Think we'll get one of our scenes this afternoon? I don't know. Hopefully. Yeah. Even if we don't, we can work on it together, maybe. I didn't think you liked...
Allie asks.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. The way it gets in your head, right?
She turns to David. He says, It makes more sense out loud, yeah? Though the performance bit still scares the shit out of me. Like, we're supposed to actually remember all those? Anna creeps out and leaves them to it. Jeffrey brings her coffee the next morning. Anna looks at him. I told you that you don't need to do that.
Friends bring friends coffee, Anna. That's normal behavior. Not that I know a lot about that, but still, I am reliably informed that it's normal.
By who? She asks. Jeffrey really only knows other theater people. He waves the question off.
Take the coffee.
She does, and sips it gratefully. How's the show coming along?
The kids? Good. Great, actually. Maybe I should always work with actors too green to realize that I don't know what I'm doing.
That's not true, she tells him. And also, I don't know what I would tell the company if you decided to fire them all and replace them with teenagers 2 months before the new season. She raises her eyebrows. Particularly your wife.
Ellen loves me. She would understand.
Jeffrey pauses and shakes his head.
Or she would murder me and bury me under the theater, one or another.
That's not your wish, is it? Anna asks.
I'm sorry?
To be buried under the theater? Because I probably could manage that one. Although, what if you...
came back and haunted the place?
He asks.
Well, that's what we keep the ghost lights for. To make sure we always have a working stage for our long dead parts.
Jeffrey.
I know.
He smiles.
I suppose I should get back to it. Still, no money, no audience yet, and a house full of teenagers to educate in the ways of the bard.
You did that yesterday, Anna says. You gave Julie and Allie something to talk about, made her a friend on stage with the boy. That mattered. He still needs to be reminded, sometimes, about things as small as co-signing contracts and as big as the difference they're capable of making on their best days. Jeffrey protests.
It's not a dating.
You showed them the text, Anna interrupts. What they do with it is their business. He looks at her.
What was it I said before? You are usually right. Almost always. Did I ever thank you properly for letting me drag you to Montreal the moment you returned?
Yes, Jeffrey, you did.
Well, I'm doing it again.
Thank you, she says back to him. She had forgotten, a little, how much she loved the work before he gave her free rein over it. It is too much, some days, but it's never any more too little. She sets the boats towards Illyria with her pen and ink, and sometimes people thank her, and that's really all she ever needed. Jeffrey says,
You should come and watch rehearsals this afternoon. We're doing the ring scene.
I really do need to.
For a little while. Even if it's just to get something nice to say on our next grant application.
For a little while, she agrees. All right. Jeffrey offers her his arm and walks with her into the theater.
The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And thanks to Black Eyed Girl for having blanket permission. Yay!
Yay!